happy? Well, you know, the rule does state that they can keep their children in the stroller unless somebody needs that area for a mobility device, then they would have to fold it up. So, and are they just refusing to exit?
Yes, he's refusing to move. Oh, with customer service about it.
I copy. Well, those are, you know, technically the rules, but we can't force them to get off the bus, you know, to load the ADA passenger. So you can let your ADA passenger know that you, your area is full, you don't have room for them, and that they'll have to board the next bus.
Well, while I was just talking with you, the wheelchair rolled on board. The person in the walker, that's my point. Let me start over. There's a person in the seat with his walker blocking the aisle because the person in the wheelchair, or the person in the baby stroller didn't want to move, and there was a wheelchair that was rolling up to him, so we just got up and moved, and now he's back there in the seat with his walker in the aisle.
Okay, so the person with the stroller can't the person with the walker sit in one of the seats on the other side and have, you know, the second part of the seats up? That's not a possibility?
No, it's not. No, it's not. I'm full. It's a full bus. The two seats that fold up are occupied.
I copy. Well, at that point, then, you know, if that person cannot have their walker in the aisle, blocking the aisle, that's not acceptable. Is it something you feel like the supervisor needs to come and, you know, help to explain to them? The next bus is in about 10.5 minutes now.
Best I can do is try to ask that person to fold their walker up. If they cannot fold their walker, then, yep, tell the supervisor to head this way because this bus ain't rolling. Thank you.
I copy. Well, if by chance it's figured out in the next few years, send me ready for service. Otherwise, I'll have a supervisor head your way.
Okay, copy that.